Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk right now with Jill Schlesinger, our CBS business analyst, because we are hearing so much conflicting information, Jill. You never really know who you're supposed to believe when it comes to the GOP tax bill. Is it going to be great for the world? Is it going to add to the deficit? Fill us in on what you think are some of the high points and low points of what's in this final bill.
Okay, so it is going to add to the debt by $1.46 trillion over the next 10 years. So if you're a person who hates debt and deficit, this is not going to make you happy. The bill is generally a big corporate tax reform and a temporary individual tax cut. So the companies are the biggest winners. Corporations did incredibly well in this deal. Certain individuals do well. The vast majority of Americans will get some sort of tax break, but it's only going to last for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, depending on which part of the code this affects you. And the reality is this thesis that was predicated for the entire tax bill is that when companies have more money in their pockets, they will then spend that money, boost the economy, hire more people, give big wage increases. But in my discussing this with a variety of different economists, what they really see is that this is a huge gift to corporate America. They're going to see big profits. It is unclear whether those profits will translate into long-term growth, and it most certainly will not actually translate into higher wages.
All right, Jill, and what should we be looking towards this week? Any big reports, or is it quiet?
This is sort of like the last full week of trading. So I'm going to keep an eye on some housing reports, personal income and spending. Last numbers on third quarter growth should not be actually that big a change from the previous ones. But we're going to start poking around here towards the end of the year. Anyone who is looking to make big changes in their tax lives before the end of the year, be very careful. There are certain provisions in this new bill that actually say if you make any sort of moves before the end of 2017, they won't be allowed for 2018. So just be sure to actually consult a tax professional before you do anything.
All right. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger with our business update sponsored by Stifel.
Total Information AM on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.